Thank you for those songs, Nathan. That phrase in the last verse, has set the prisoners free, comes close to talking or encapsulating part of what I want to talk about this morning. I've entitled this brief time, Living and Dying Free from the Bondage of Satan. Recently, I've been reading some of the writings of Joseph Zahn regarding suffering and martyrdom. He's the former president of the Romanian Missionary Society. He's one who suffered greatly for his faith at the hands of the communists. And he writes about the Christian's response to suffering. And I was just particularly intrigued by one paragraph from his book, which I will read. And this paragraph refers to two scriptures that we will look at briefly as well. He wrote this book, Suffering, Martyrdom, and Rewards in Heaven, about 20 years ago. And it's as follows. Satan has two instruments with which he keeps humans in bondage and slavery. His first instrument is sin. The sins of people are Satan's certificate of ownership. But this document was nailed to the cross of Calvary and was canceled by the death of Christ. If you wish, you could turn to Colossians chapter 2. Just read several verses from Colossians 2. And as I read this, I want you to visualize what you see here happens with our sins. Colossians 2, verse 13. And you, who were dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made alive together with him, having forgiven us all our trespasses, by canceling the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands. This he set aside, nailing it to the cross. He disarmed the rulers and authorities and put them to open shame by triumphing over them in him. So there's perhaps different ways that we could think about this list, the list of the debts against him, but it's been nailed to the cross. And through the death of Jesus, our sins are forgiven and we can find freedom that comes through responding to Christ's death for us. Secondly, Zahn said that Satan's second instrument of bondage is the fear of death, the fear of dying. And for this, we will look at several verses in Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews 2, 14 and 15. Since, therefore, the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same things, that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver all those who through fear of death were subject to lifelong slavery. You see, again, by his own death, Jesus liberated his own from the fear of death. When martyrs meet their death without fear, Satan's last instrument is rendered powerless and he is crushed and defeated. Joseph Zahn's story of suffering is quite intriguing and it's just been a real challenge to me. By the way, his last name is spelled T-S-O-N in case you like to visualize how names are spelled. For many years, Brother Joseph was a pastor, a teacher and evangelist in native Romania. In 1972, he began to take a stand against governmental intrusion into the affairs of the church, insisting that Jesus was Lord over his church. And so he was immediately arrested. He was accused of endangering the security of the state, we could say. And so he spent the next 10 years being harassed and interrogated, and imprisonment. Finally, in 1981, he and his wife and daughter were exiled from their homeland. But Joseph felt strongly that suffering is at the heart of what it means to be a Christian and what it means to do missions. He said that at one point in the in this time of oppression in Romania, his house was searched by communist officials because he was the leading pastor, and so almost all of his books were confiscated. He said the soldiers needed proof that they were getting the books from him, so they had him sit at a table and write in each book his name and that it was found in his house. And then he had to, and then they took pictures of him while he was doing this. Well, at one point in this process, when things were very tense, he took down a book. The title was "Joy Unspeakable and Full of Glory," and the title, a subtitle, was "Is This Your Experience Now?" Well, as he read this title, and he asked himself that question. And then somehow the Holy Spirit just filled him with an amazing sense of joy. And it was so profound that he told his wife to go get the soldiers some coffee. And he was freed from the anger and the fear that he felt at that time. He also referenced the writing of the Apostle Paul, who said that I suffer for your comfort. And Paul, you know, also assured those that he was writing to, don't worry about my imprisonment. You know, it only helps to further the gospel because the people know that as I suffer for Christ, they are less ashamed to suffer for Christ. They have more courage to witness for their Lord. And so Joseph further writes, I had the same experience 2 years after I returned to Romania from England. Because of one of my writings, I was placed under house arrest for 6 months, during which time I was called in for interrogation almost daily. I was charged with propaganda endangering the security of the state. During that time, I still had to preach every Friday night and on Sundays. People listened just to see what sort of subject I would tackle. One Sunday, I preached on joy with Nehemiah 8:10 as my text. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Somebody told me, Joseph, for me the message is just to know that for a whole week you were there at interrogation. I thought I was going to see a wreck on Sunday, but here you were with a shining face, thundering about joy. That's the sermon for me. And so people were inspired and strengthened and received a new vision for what they could do for the Lord through this. So he was suffering, and yet there is still even a higher place. There's a suffering for the glory of God, and here is what Joseph explained to those who were interrogating him one time. He said, "Sir, let me explain how I see this issue. Your supreme weapon is killing. My supreme weapon is dying. Here is how it works. You know that my sermons on tape have spread all over the country. If you kill me, those sermons will be sprinkled with my blood. Everyone will know that I died for my preaching, and everyone who has a tape will pick it up and say, I'd better listen again to what this man preached, because he really meant it. He sealed it with his life. So, sir, my sermons will speak 10 times louder than before. I will actually rejoice in this supreme victory if you kill me." And he had said he would just get to glory that much sooner. And later, Joseph found out that one officer had said to another, "We know that Mr. Zahn would love to be a martyr, but we are not foolish enough to fulfill his wish." So he stopped to think about the meaning of that statement, and he remembered how that for many years he had been afraid of dying. He had kept a low profile. He says, because I wanted badly to live, I had wasted my life in inactivity. But now that I had placed my life on the altar and decided I was ready to die for the gospel, they were telling me they would not kill me. I could go wherever I wanted in the country and preach whatever I wanted, knowing I was safe. As long as I tried to save my life, I was losing it. Now that I was willing to lose it, I found it. You know, and so I think in some ways we can be faced with some of the same kind of issues. We may not be afraid of dying physically, but perhaps we're looking about the social cost. You know, what will my friends think, or what will others think if I take this stand or this position? But if we are willing to sell out for Christ, it's amazing the freedom that we can enjoy. You know, Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. So Jesus has come so that we can both live free and die free. Free from the bondage of sin and free from the fear of death, because we have committed our lives to him who experienced these things for us. So I think as we look and as we study, we can rest in the confidence that the Lord Jesus, who has gone before us, has conquered both sin and the fear of death. Perhaps I will just take a minute yet to read these two scriptures again. And you, who were dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made alive together with him, having forgiven us all our trespasses, by canceling the record of death that stood against us with its legal demands. This he set aside, nailing it to the cross. He disarmed the rulers and authorities and put them to open shame by triumphing over them in it. And in Hebrews 2, since therefore the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same things, that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver all those who through fear of death were subject to lifelong slavery. We do not need to be in bondage to that slavery, either through enslaving sin or through the fear of death. Shall we kneel for prayer? Our precious Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of the Lord Jesus, just so grateful for the death of the Lord Jesus on the cross, that sacrificial death by which he nailed our sins to the tree, obliterating all the sins that are on that paper and setting us free from the guilt and bondage of sins. So precious Lord, we just desire that you would work in our hearts to bring about that freedom that you want for us. And if there are addicting, enslaving things that keep us from the joy and the blessing and freedom that you have, that you would give us the grace to find someone, to find you, and to discover how you want to set us free. And thank you, Lord, that that you died for us, and that the fear of death no longer needs to be our portion, that Satan's last enemy has been defeated, and we can confidently move forward in the strength that you give. So we just thank and praise you. We just delight and joy in you and what you want to do. And so we ask your blessing, your anointing on this service for your praise and for your glory.